at his coming. And those who die in the Lord will be resurrected first. For example, for Jesus is the first fruit of them that slept. And Jesus set the example for all who will follow him. We are following the examples of Christ. Christ died and got up. If you die, you're going to get up. And we will be resurrected in the same manner in which Jesus was. Jesus ascended on a cloud. It is not an accident, Darrell, that the Lord, when he comes back, we will be raised up supernaturally by the powers of the Lord. Just like Jesus was elevated from this earth that he created, you and I, who are his children, will be raised up and elevated just like Jesus. You are predestined to look like him. You're going to act like him. Why? Because we are his children, called by his holy name, and the Lord expects nothing but the best of you and I. Yes. Yes. Secondly, we see the rapture. The word rapture is not found in the Bible. The word describes what will happen when we hear the shout of the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. This will be sovereign powers of God, sovereign over the things of God. The rapture, moving us from one destination to a permanent destination.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3.
I'm encouraged, inspired, I'm healthy, and I'm wealthy. These are the things I speak over my life. And now I know I am much stronger now. And so despite what the enemy tries, I can rely on the word of God. So now,
never will I give down. I can't turn back the hand of time.
I can only see.
I can only see only what's ahead of me.
So I'm moving forward.
So I'm moving forward, forward, forward.
I can see the possibilities, and God has given me the abilities. I see my future, and it looks better to me. For if God be for me, who can be against me? There is nothing left for me to fear. Oh,
unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
We're back again for another round of music. Lanesha Tyson getting us started with Ford. Good morning. Welcome to the Hamp Camp. It's the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, Louisiana, as well as Natchez, Mississippi. As we keep it rolling, we've got birthdays and anniversaries coming up this hour, and we're going to be answering the Bible Jeopardy clue as well. Here's Doe with Brighter.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you. And use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me. Cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me out cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me. Cause I'm giving all of my best. I don't need words. And I don't need songs. But I choose to use them. My light shines red when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. It's how I choose to love you. My light shines red when it shines for two. You turn on the truth in me. You light up my heart with possibilities. I'm getting everything I need. Cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny. Woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me. Cause you're giving everything I need.
I don't need words. And I don't need songs. But I choose to use them. My light shines brighter when it shines for you. Whoa, I ain't blowing smoke. No, this ain't hot air. It's how I choose to love you. Shines brighter when it shines for two. Oh, this little light of mine, God, you keep it burning.
Right. is KAYT and KQJOFM. Five cities strong all day long. 4/7.
That's my only station. New music now.
Featuring Stephen Collins. So good to me. Good morning. And welcome to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. In the news, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for COVID-19. You'll recall he's the governor that wanted to open up the state of Texas much sooner than most other states wanted to open up. And he's the one that resisted a lot of mask mandates and things of that nature. Well, he's got COVID-19. The good news for him, though, is that he's receiving the very best medical care And everybody has been notified that he's come in contact with, and I've got the feeling that that's a whole lot of people. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a whole lot of people are listening to this radio station, and I certainly appreciate it. These are some of the people who made Roll Call. Check them out.
Hi, my name is Belinda Burrell. I'm from Leesville, and the answer is, what is GASP? I'm listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. I want to give a shout out to all of my friends in Leesville.
I'm William Fisher over here in Alexandria, and the answer to the Bible question is, what is the city of Gath? And I'm also listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show and here in the city of Alexandria. Oh, yeah, I'd like to shout out, keep reading the scriptures. They're what's going to lift you up.
Hi, I'm Candace Perry calling from Mount Louisiana, and what is Gath? I'm listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. I want to give a shout out to my family, the Terry family in Mamou, Louisiana, and everyone else in the world. What's up?
Good morning, Lady Di, Sharon Giver from Monroe, Louisiana. Today's Bible answer is, what is GATH? G-A-T-H. I enjoy listening to the Wade Hampton Show playing the Bible Jeopardy game. All power is the Lord. Hello, Ms. Bertha Page, and all the listeners in the world and around the world. Please continue staying safe and be wholly blessed. Thank you. Love you. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. This is Ms. Bertha Page from Monroe, Louisiana. And I would like to give the answer to the question today, the Bible question. The answer is, what is GATH? G-A-T-H. And I would like to also give a shout out to my favorite DJ, Mr. Hampton. To Lady Di. Good morning, Miss Lady Di. Diane, I would like to give a shout out to my church family and all the ones that are around listening to the Hamcap Show. My church family is Living Waters. And I thank God for my being here this morning on the land of the living and not numbered with the dead. Everyone be blessed and have a nice day and keep Christ in your life.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
It's the 10th Annual Blues and Southern Soul Pre-Labor Day Festival. Sunday, September 5th, starring TK Soul, Wilson Meadows, Dill Wash, Jeff Floyd, Avail Hollywood, and Jay Hammer. The 10th Annual Blues and Southern Soul Pre-Labor Day Festival in Festival Plaza, downtown Shreveport, 101 Crockett Street, 875, showtime 6 to 11 p.m. Tickets on sale now at Best Deal in Natchitoches, Louisiana, Sound City in Marshall, Texas, Quick Car Wash in Minden, in Shreveport in On Time Fashion and King of Wings, in Bossier City in Hornets Barbershop, and Golden Lady in Texarkana. For tickets and info, go online, PreLaborDayShreveport.com, PreLaborDayShreveport.com. No coolers, lawn chairs welcome. Mask up to enter. For booth rental and info, call 318-220-6118. Sponsored by Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Eagle Distributing, Shreveport, Shreveport, Bossier's, Louisiana's other side, 800-551-8682, Shreveport-Bossier.org. Visit LouisianaTravel.com to plan your trip today.
Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love is the new book from author John Hoffman. It's about faith that knows that God is with you and the atomic power of faith and love. Author John Hoffman shows us that because God's love is limitless, nothing can separate us from Him. Forgiveness and love are key factors in living the good life. The first part of Fearless Faith focuses on faith. You know, without it, it's impossible to please God. The second part is about love and forgiveness, both of which are not for others, but for you. Fearless Faith and the Atomic Power of Faith and Love by author John Hoffman is for believers and those who don't know that they are yet. Available now at Barnes & Noble's, Amazon, and iTunes. The video trailer can be seen on YouTube. Author John Hoffman is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJ-OFM.
Okay, you got a big, humongous party and you need entertainment. Who do you call? Just dial a DJ. 318-709-2300. They can make your party super hot. Any music, any occasion. Just dial a DJ. 318-709-2300. It's affordable, professional, reliable entertainment. Last minute booking, no problem. You know what I'm gonna say right now. Dial a DJ. 318-709-2300. Nobody does it better. For real.
Dial a DJ is a division of Wade Hampton Media. also offering MC and voiceover services. Another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT. To live
hope is to believe. Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I heard a great quote about hope from President Obama. He said, "The best way to not feel hopeless is to get up and do something. Don't wait for good things to happen to you. If you go out and make some good things happen, you will fill the world with hope. You will fill yourself with hope." I love this. He's basically encouraging us to live hope, right? When I climb out of my cocoon and do something for someone else, I get a reward. And I believe that reward is not only a good feeling, but I believe the reward is hope. But let me add a warning. Matthew 6:1 says, "Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward." Go on a mission of hope today and make some good things happen, but resist the urge to post about it on Facebook and see what happens. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, all right, today is the 18th of August, and we are celebrating birthdays today. We're going to begin with Ian Sokoloff, Justin Milburn, Ernest Lloyd Bell Jr., Evita Fontenot, Tronza Holmes Nelson, Nyota Howard, George Doc Price, Sheila Thompson, Ernest L. Bell, Terrence Sibley, Friedel Griffin, Sheila Dotson. And everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And just in case you run across any of the birthday people around town, or if we've missed any names, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this their birthday. All right, let's talk about Bible Jeopardy. The category this morning, Geography of the Old Testament. And here's the clue. Goliath, the Philistine giant, was from what city? Is it Hamath, Gath, Ashdod, or Ekron? That answer can be found in 1 Samuel, verse 4 of chapter 17. And if you responded, what is Gath? Yeah, that would be the correct response. What is Gath? Good for you if you got it right. Hey, we're planning to do this again bright and early tomorrow morning following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Hey, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which of them are you? Hey,